Okay, we're now at 2:15, and for our next speakers, we've got Michael and Maharam, who are both Launchpad developers, and they're going to talk about building packages with Launchpad.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. So, so to be clear, this talk is mostly going to be about building automated daily builds, which is sort of a different aspect of something to do with packaging and branches, but not the same as what James was talking about. Yes, we have a reason we're doing this. It's to make Ubuntu better. Which shouldn't be terribly surprising. I work for Canonical. Canonical's main product is Ubuntu. If Ubuntu is better, we do better as a company. Yes, please don't tell anyone. However, we have a hopefully non-evil way of doing this. We want to make upstreams better. As James was saying, Ubuntu aims to be more than a sum of its parts, but the parts are extremely important. If open source software in general is better, then Ubuntu is better. We all win. How do we try to make Ubuntu better? Well, if there's one thing anyone will admit about Ubuntu, it's that it has lots of users. We want to try and use these users to help make upstreams better. In particular, we want to get the code that upstream is actually hacking on, the tip of their trunk branch, into the hands of Ubuntu users more easily. This allows testing of code that's closer to what the upstream is working on, which enables better bug reports, indeed checking that bug fixes actually do solve the problem they were reported to. It doesn't do you much good if upstream says it's fixed and then in the next release of Ubuntu 6 months later the problem is still there. Yeah, closing the loop between distributions and upstreams and bridging that gap, which is the slogan for the main focus of Ubuntu development at the moment. Launchpad development, sorry. The aim of this daily build project is, more precisely, to combine a rapidly moving tip with presumably less rapidly moving packaging. The packaging data that makes up Debian and Ubuntu. There are lots of projects that do this. Well, not a lot. There are several projects that do this already. Firefox, Chromium, X.org, Bizadar all have builds approximately daily in the Launchpad PPA system. If we've automated this and many, many upstreams are able to do this at just a few clicks, users will be able to test, get a closer to the bleeding edge by subscribing to a PPA. I don't think anyone's really explained what a PPA is yet today, have they? So does anyone not know what a PPA is? A few people. Good. A PPA, it's an acronym, it stands for Personal Package Archive, which you could come up with some really terrible images for, I think. It's like a tiny little version of the Ubuntu archive, all for yourself. What you can do with it today, if you build your software into a source package, you can upload it using dput, as an Ubuntu developer does for the primary archive, but only for in a sort of personal space. These are built in the Launchpad build farm and published into an archive, and then which your users can add to their sources list file or use apt-add repository. Yes, and so in essence, the daily build effort is all about building. So today you can upload source packages. The daily build effort is all about making these source packages automatically and then putting them through the PPA build process. Yes, the magic that makes all this happen is driven by a part of Launchpad that's called Sawyers, and Maharam's going to talk about it briefly.
Yeah, hello. So, if I were to compare Launchpad with a cruise ship, then Soyuz would be the machine deck. so not the part you're particularly interested in, unless it breaks. So, yeah, what Soyuz is concerned with is mainly packages and the publication of these packages in archives. So we can have source packages, which people upload, which are then built, and if all goes well, our binary package results from that, which is again published into an archive. For the core Ubuntu developers, the target archive is the primary archive, allowing Ubuntu users to download and install these packages on the machines. And for anybody who uses a personal package archive, they're free to upload source packages to their PPAs and have them built and published in the PPAs. Okay, can you go? Right, so the life of a source package on a good day is you upload it, it's accepted, there's a reasonably complicated piece of logic that decides whether uploaded source package should actually be accepted or admitted into the system. Once it's been accepted, so-called build records are generated. So let's say a build record for Intel 386, AMD 64, et cetera, et cetera. These build records are then used to push or to dispatch build jobs for this particular source package to the build farm. And if all goes well, a build for a particular source package will result in a binary package, which is then lifted off the build farm slave and published in the target archive. Yep. So how do recipes, or how do the daily builds, or how does the distributed development come into play here? Well, Soyuz already knows how to take a source package, check it, and if accepted, build it and publish in the binary package, the resulting binary package into an archive. So now, we are basically prepending a bit of a process before this. So what recipes will allow us to do is to generate such source packages. So now you can put together a recipe and specify how a number of bazaar branches can be combined and turned into a source package that then is uploaded and fed into the Soyuz machinery as it stands. So here we go. Source packages. So the lingua franca here are source packages. So as long as you have a source package to give to us, we can build it and publish it. So whether that source package is put together by a human being or whether a user writes a recipe and says, here is how a number of bazaar branches should be combined into a source package, we don't particularly care. A source package, in any case, is basically uploaded and then built by Soyuz. Yeah. I guess what follows now is a demonstration of that process.
I'm going to try and do a demo, which will probably go wrong in some horrific way.
Yeah.
So a recipe is, as Roland said, is a way of combining a number of bazaar branches into something, into what you call, the phrase is a Debianized source tree, I guess, a source tree that contains the Debian directory with all the control files and rules and whatever. So this is an example of a recipe for bazaar git. The first examples I found. The first line, which of course wraps badly. That's cool. No, not really. The first line is sort of just is some metadata. It says that the first couple of words are saying that it's a bazaar builder recipe, then that the version of the package should be combined in from the upstream, sort of the exactly where the upstream comes from. And the sort of the upstream version number, the revision number of the branch that's being built from, and then the revision number of the packaging branch. Then the next line is the branch that it's based on. So generally the upstream tip branch, in this case it's gits, bizlar gits, tit branch, and then we merge the packaging information from the Debian packaging information, which is maintained in another, in yet another branch. I'm not going to build this recipe because I don't trust the network. So I have this recipe, which just has local paths in it instead. But it is otherwise identical. So in the bizlar git. So these are just a pair of bizarre branches. If I look at the tit branch, I can see that there are a whole pile of revisions that have been committed to trunk that aren't in the version that was last published in Debian. This is a non-trivial exercise. Right, so if I run this slightly obscure command, so bizlar daily deb, which is a command from the packaging, from the bizlar builder plugin, the recipe, no build, because I just want to build the source tree. I don't want to then turn it into a source package just yet. It does some stuff, and now in this this directory, this is a Debianized source tree. So you can see it's got the Debian directory has been added to it with all the usual sort of things, and yeah, there's a changelog entry has been added that says, which just says auto build. So I can then use another. So at this point, in the when we're doing this in the automated system, we'll then install the build depths of the package, because now we've built the Debianized source tree, we know what the build dependencies are, we can install them. And then we run build. Enter, yep. But, so you're on bizlar build there, dash s for source package, dash dash native, because it's for a daily build, there's no upstream tarball to base your package on. The directory, and then just to make sure we don't sign it. Again, there's no tree key to be trusted. And this is built for us in the build area. So here we have the files that make up a source package. Particularly the bizlar git, the ones with the version numbers in, I don't remember where the other ones came from. And so I guess we finished very early. But does this one build into a binary package? I guess we can find out. I could try deputting it. Sorry?
Debuild.
Just in this directory?
No, you have to go to the Debianized tree.
Oh, I see, right, yeah, I could just... Well, yeah. So if I go... Well, in fact, yeah, it's native, isn't it? So I can just... No, it doesn't have build dependencies installed.
Yeah.
But I guess otherwise it should. Any other questions?
when you did the combining, you had the package that you're combining with. You had package and then the source.
Yeah.
Is that package all the information that normally goes into your deb source, your source package? Or, I mean, you know, like all the deb indirectories and your post and pre-install stuff and remove stuff? Is that in a separate directory? Is that what you're combining it with? Or?
Yes. So the way this project is set up is that there's a trunk branch and then the packaging branch, which has trunk merged into it every time there's an upstream release and he wants to make a new upload to Debian. So other packages do things differently. Sometimes you have branches that just contain the Debian directory, and the packaging information is managed. And then BSR Builder has another way of building those kind of packaging branches into the source tree. But in this case, it's just a merge. And yes, the difference, all the stuff that's new in the packaging branch is the Debian directory, essentially.
So if you had your own PPA for stuff, would you be able to use this as well to automatically build your own binaries and source?
Yeah, that's absolutely the idea, yes. So sorry, I didn't really say that, did I? What I was doing here is what will happen on in Sawyers in the build farm. And then once this source package has been built, it will be uploaded to an archive and built into a PPA in the way that happens today. So that it goes all the way from branch to package without having to have a release in between. Oh no, I mean, this is all work in progress. Yes, sorry. I don't know, have you? It'll be within a few months, I guess, right? It won't be next month, it won't be the month after, but it might be the month after that. That kind of timescale. Okay, well. Shirley again. Thank you.